Oh, never fear. I will feed her well with oats on the road.
Oats, neighbor? Oats are very dear.
Never mind that. When I have a good job in view, I never stand for trifles.
But it is very slippery, and I am really afraid she will fall and break your neck.
Give yourself no uneasiness about that. The mare is certainly sure-footed. And besides, you were just now talking of galloping her to town.
Well, then, to tell you the plain truth, though I wish to oblige you with all my heart, my saddle is torn quite in pieces, and I have just sent my bridle to be mended.
Luckily, I have both a bridle and a saddle hanging up at home.
Ah, that may be, but I am sure your saddle will never fit my mare. She's very notional.
Why, then, I'll borrow neighbor Clodpole's.
Clodpole's? His will no more fit than yours.
At the worst, then, I will go to my good friend Squire Jones. He has half a score of them, and I am sure he will lend me one that will fit her.
You know, friend Derby, that no one is more willing to oblige his neighbors than I am. I do assure you the beast should be at your service with all my heart, but she has not been curried, I believe, for 3 weeks past. Her foretop and mane want combing and cutting very much. If anyone should see her in her present plight, it would ruin the sale of her.